I've been blessed.
Welcome to the Futile Podcast. If you want to email us, you can send an email to futilepodcast@gmail.com. Tonight we're going to talk about, you guys want to talk about WALL-E? Is that what you wanted to talk about? That's what you sounded super excited about, even though you've seen a couple other ones. But let's talk about WALL-E. The Pixar animation, one of the last of their collection of ideas that they had when they first started their studio or whatever. Post-apocalyptic robot adventure.
They have to come up with more ideas.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, the newest things that they're all doing is, like, Stanton's doing a completely mixed with live-action thing. I think he's actually doing the John Carter of Mars thing, which comes out in 2012.
Was that Bradbury?
No, it was the guy who invented Tarzan. Edgar Rice Burroughs.
Oh, Burroughs, yeah.
And he did, like, nine books of those. And,
one left guy.
And that's always been a famous thing. In fact, like, the old League of Extraordinary Gentlemen comics that Alan Moore did, mm-hmm. John Carter was a character in one of the... in the second series, I think.
Oh, wow.
What were we talking about? WALL-E?
Set the stage. Brad Bird's going to direct 1906 yeah. live action about San Francisco earthquake.
Right, right.
So that's kind of where the Pixar directors are all, I guess, they're graduating out of animation.
They have, because they're
it
all
seems
like,
sad.
Both him and Bird are very adamant. When someone says they're a great director of animation, they always get riled up, like, what do you mean, of animation? What does that mean, of animation? I'm not a good movie director? Is that what you're trying to say?
Fuck you, buddy.
Yeah, they get pissed. Like, they're superior just directors, I think. Like,
they break bottles.
I think one thing Pixar has is great editing. Great, mm-hmm. fantastic editing.
Like, sound design,
they got
too.
World-class editing and everything, just the... really just fantastically made movies with great stories. So WALL-E, I don't know, you know, I never saw it. I still need to see Ratatouille. You saw it and you liked it, right?
Did you
love it?
I don't love anything. But I enjoyed it.
I hate you so much. I don't even want to talk about this anymore.
This took a turn for the worse, really.
Number six on the IMDb's list of best films of all time.
But what do you think, Blaine?
I agree with everyone.
So it's about a meek little robot that goes deep, deep, deep. Not a lot of talking except for Jeff Garland being all
really
boisterous.
Meek. He's really has a lot of personality. You know,
he's a curious fellow.
He's got spunk.
He's got a soulless robot.
Yeah.
And then there's the white robot that walks around kind of telling him what to
She's
do.
She's hot.
The time.
Eva, yeah.
She is. If that robot were a person, she would have been attractive. Mm. She's so sleek.
She's pretty
sleek.
You
see the blue display in her helmet? That looked so
I like,
and
I
the
like
blinking.
The blinking inside the neck. Like,
yeah, yeah,
oh, yeah.
Those
that's
white things.
That's the loading,
stuff.
That's the loading thing for Max. Mm. It's like...
Guess who designed that?
Steve Jobs.
Pretty much. No, the guy who designs all the Apple stuff.
Oh, okay.
Which is not Steve Jobs.
I don't know.
Yeah. But it's true. The guy that designs all the Apple stuff designed Eve.
Cool, man.
Do you remember, like, the blinking, like, green thing with the leaf? That looked so cool.
Yeah.
It looked so, like, smooth. I was like, oh, look at that.
I thought the coolest thing about it was
I love the future.
even though it followed these robots, and you really cared about the robots, which is kind of stupid to say, or, like, hard to do, I think, for a movie. Or not really that hard to do, you know, like...
You give them pseudo emotional. Like,
but I mean, this robot basically can tell just like it's the last one of its kind because all the other ones broke down years ago and didn't get recharged and stuff. And he's just really resourceful, and I think he just like craves companionship so much that like that's what gives him, you know. I think he's like meant to interact with other things, and he doesn't do it at all. And the only thing he has for any sort of human contact at all anymore. Is this videotape of Hello, Dolly, the movie from the 60s, the musical. which is weird that, like, it was kind of obscure. Like, no one really liked it. It didn't, like, win any awards or anything. It wasn't that big a moneymaker or anything. But he, like, records songs while he's watching it on the tape. And
he has a tape player in his...
Yeah, he's a tape player. So yeah, like a VHS player. And he gets the idea of, like, what humans who are in love or who want to be near each other do is, like, they hold hands. So his thing in the movies, he's always trying to get Eve, the robot, to hold his hand. And he's always trying to hold her hand. And their conversations consist of them saying the other person's name. It's weird, because, like, you know...
It's like Pokemon.
Or the word directive.
Yeah, directive. Yeah, and they kind of, like, teach each other to say each other's name. And then the rest of the movie, they just say each other's name, because she's usually chiding him for doing something. And I say him and her, you know, but, like, they're robots that can't...
They're asexual, so you can tell. You could tell. You see that spark when
they kiss? It's amazing in that sort of depth. And the detail of stuff that happens... In the first third, when he's on Earth, is incredible. Like
that sounds like the part I would like. Probably
it was cool. No,
if that's like the post-apocalyptic, no other people.
That's what I thought too. But when the people come into it, they were actually like kind of funny and interesting. Like they're all exactly the same fatness, and like it's Jeff Garlin and John Ratzenberger and who's the girl? It's, Kathy Najimy.
The Snapple lady.
No, she looks like the lady who plays
the voice of Peggy.
Peggy Hill. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was also in Hocus Pocus. She wasn't Bette Midler or Sarah Jessica Parker.
She was in
the
Sister Act movies. Oh. The Sister Act movies.
Yeah, I know, the fat lady.
Yeah. I just thought it was brilliant the way, like, from a directorial standpoint, the way it was all put together so that you care about the robots and stuff, but by putting the humans into it slowly and making it heavy on them toward the end, it gave everything, like, a real... importance to it. Like, if it's just about some robots finding each other and holding hands, then that's one thing, and that's kind of
that's like
stuff.
A short,
but it doesn't have anything to do with, like, a big issue.
The stakes aren't
and
that big.
Like you said, they kind of put a message in it, like an a big anti-consumerism message in it. But it's not ever a suffocating hit you over the head with a Bible type thing. It's nothing like that.
It just keeps the shit robot. You know, someone should have tossed it out and recycled it, turned it into something good and useful.
No, it's not like that. It's like, I mean, the reason why humans have left Earth is because there was so much trash. And it actually looks a lot like Idiocracy in it, because, like, these cities have piles of trash that these robots have compacted.
They're basically
like
buildings, like skyscrapers.
Yeah, they're taller than skyscrapers in a lot of parts. And there's, like, a big dust storm. It's just like Idiocracy, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
that movie was underrated.
Oh, I loved it.
It's so fucking so much. Funny.
Anyway.
So the two robots fell in love, and they spark-kissed, and they helped save the world with fat people.
Yes.
Did they vacuum all the trash off the planet Earth and then return
it
people to
some
another
of that
planet?
In the credits. You know.
A little bit, yeah. It showed, like, a little bit.
Planting
while a nice Peter Gabriel song played.
Did Peter Gabriel do the whole soundtrack?
No, it was one of the thousands of Newman cousins.
Oh.
There's like seven Newmans who are film composers, and they're all related.
What if it's Newman from Seinfeld?
Wayne Knight was one of them, and then it like parentheses it says Newman.
Wayne Newman Knight.
Wayne Newman Knight.
Newman Newman.
So, letter grade for Wally.
A.
At least.
A.
Everybody loves it. The internet loves it. It's just happy, happy.
It was great,
the visuals
also,
are
one thing that was
spectacular.
Cool about it is how Wally's and Eve's relationship kind of mirrored, you know, the human's relationship, like with the technology and stuff.
I just
like,
thought it was, yeah, and the way I
like
think,
how like when their stuff came off, they were like, "Oh shit,
there's a
like,
pool."
What?
Yeah. I liked how Wally was just always like he was always trying to be so friendly and everything to everyone. When you first see, there's this one robot that, like, kind of looks up every once in a while when it's, like, punching buttons in this thing, and it lets Eve into, or when they're cleaning off Eve, and he sees Wally, like, waving at him, and he, like, you see him, like, look down at his hand and start to, like, try doing that, and then later when they go back out, like, 20 minutes later,
and he's, like, waving.
The thing is, like, waving at him, like, nonstop, like, this, like, every single thing he comes in contact with turns, like, nicer or, like, notices something, He actively changes everyone in the movie instead of it all being some reactionary thing. Like,
he's just so innocent, you know.
He's just trying.
So the robot that was doing a task stops doing the task because it feels like it needs to wave.
Yeah, well, like everything is like all, you know, they're always doing the same thing every day, you know, like,
yeah,
it's just like really
regimented.
Yeah,
he's always telling people his name and stuff.
So
and
Wally's he starts a breath of fresh
hand,
air.
He starts shaking everyone's hand and stuff, and like humans and stuff stop what they're doing. And like he introduces himself to the John Ratzenberger character after he knocks him off his like hover fat cart thing that everyone rolls in
bed.
Yeah. And he helps him up, and he shakes his hand, and he's like, Wally. And the guy's like, hey, Wally, I'm John. And he's like runs off. He's like, see you later. And like but then, like, after that, like, every time they see him, they're like, hey, it's Wally. Hey, how's it going? What's up, Wally?
Everybody's like...
What was his job on the ship?
To be fat.
Just to be a
Wally's job.
Oh, he didn't have a job on the ship. He follows Eve up there.
Yeah.
Oh. He just wants to hang out with and bone another robot, I think.
Sweet.
He's got a simple goal. He wants companionship.
He's like the stoner. It's like a stoner comedy, but for kids about robots.
It was just like I imagine the Pineapple Express is going to be.
Exactly.
Kind of reminded me of Dude, Where's My Car? A lot of it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Dude, Where's My Car? Compacting robot.
Well, what's it? The
Jeff Garland
autopilot
was
cool too.
Yeah, yeah. The Mac.
The whole HAL 9000 kind of thing.
Yeah. Jeff Garland, I thought was really good too. He was even his character was like.
So there are stakes and there's action in this story.
Totally, yeah.
It's not just trite stuff about
it actually,
like.
Actually, it reminded
me
of one of the older Disney movies, like the ones where they would put like high stakes and stuff in it. I think that the first really really good of the Pixar movies was probably Finding Nemo, because it was such an involved story and had such like it was just like beautifully done, and it, the same thing carries over to this. And if there was any sort of downfall to it, I think that
I can't think of any. Like, really?
Yeah, I think it might be that one of the reasons why they waited so long to show any humans in it, I think, was because they knew that that was going to... People were going to relate to that a little more than the robots.
They wanted to front-load it with... wanted you to still relate to robots.
Exactly.
You're going to
relate it to...
So
they did that, yeah.
Whoever's discovering the world, basically. That's
and
how
that wasn't
works.
A problem. That was the correct way to structure it. I just still felt like they weren't as important, you know, as the humans, really, in the end.
Well,
I wasn't even really paying attention to the humans that much. I was all about those robots.
Yeah, I get it.
The humans are big, fat things that have kind of given up on society and themselves, right?
Well, they're just relying on the robots and like their little screens, and they're just floating around getting fed.
And their toys that they put on Earth to make you think that it's a ship actually approaching Earth, but it's not, and they pull back and it's just a globe and a spaceship.
Hey.
I know.
Hey, that guy. Was that founder?
Yep.
Did that.
Nope.
Saw that.
I was having none of that.
Man, you're never going to see this movie.
No, I'll probably see it. I'll probably watch it like Christmas time.
You can't. I don't know. Like,
my favorite part, I think, was when the John and the Mary lady started dating, and he took her to this restaurant. She cracked her tooth on a seed of the.
We had me going there.
Went to an all night dentist.
She went to an all night dentist, and it was a robot. And he was like, "I'm so drunk."
And then the robot ended up with the chick, right?
Oh no!
It was an illustrious robot.
They didn't have as much robot on chick porn as I thought the movie would have.
I thought Wally was going to be plugging bitches the whole time. Yeah. It just didn't happen.
He should have had, like, a dick come out of his little hole thing. Yeah,
like that, right?
And shoot out oil. little mini Wallies in it.
Homunculus.
Yeah, totally homunculus.
That movie was really cute.
It was. It made me feel good about life. I was like, yay.
Yeah,
it seemed like you feel pretty good about life.
Well, it was like, before you go, you're like, oh, man, it's going to be some cutesy kid shit, but like,
and
I, don't
then
know,
you're
I
like,
couldn't,
yeah, it was,
I couldn't help,
I don't
but
care.
You know, not hate it.
They pulled
like,
the
I
string.
Think that's
right
the thing that the Pixar people have done is they've made it so that those movies really work for adults.
Yeah,
so
they're like really accessible really pretty much to anyone. It's, like because it had a real story, you know. But
the stories are just so strong that it really carries it because it's not like you're watching Over the Hedge or something
like
that, where,
Shrek.
Yeah, Shrek exactly. Like
there's no donkey in it.
No
a donkey.
A robotic donkey, but. Doesn't have any pop references.
pie? What if the movie was just about pie?
No. I used to think that a lot.
That would have been
great. What if that movie was about pies?
It should have at least had a pie in it at some point.
At the very end, he realizes that he was obsessing about the wrong pie. If only I'd been obsessing about this pie.
It's fucking delicious.
It's so good. The end.
The end of the thing is, and then it pops back open, and he goes, "Oh!" and he takes a bite out of the pie.
The iris. Okay. I love when the iris comes back.
Yeah. Especially if it ends with someone going, ow!
Yeah,
ow! With a satisfying bite.
Well, he went so long in black and white. And the pie won't be the only thing in color.
Yeah. It'll be like Schindler's List, but with a pie. Instead of a dead girl.
Hell yeah. Dead girls.